One of the interesting things in Parshas Vayera, and it comes up in Parshas Shmos, also last week's Parsha, relates to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu tells in this week's Parsha, "Vayidaber Moshe lifnei Hashem lemor, Hem bnei Yisrael lo shamu elai ve'ichishm eini paro." Moshe says, "If bnei Yisrael doesn't listen to me, has power, going to be able to listen to me?" Vani aras fasayim. Moshe refers to himself as having some sort of a speech impediment. It's one that he references. It's referenced later, also not only in Vav Yud but also in Vav Lamed Aleph, I believe. Vav Lamed. Also, most of there says, "Hey, nani aras fasayim." That last week's parsha. Also, we saw Moshe, someone who apparently is not able to speak that clearly. And the question becomes as follows. For some of the Bali Machshava, the way that the Maharal asks the question, the way that the Drosh Haran asks the question, how can that be? Moshe is supposed to be this model of Shleimus Ha'adam. Moshe is supposed to be this model of a certain kind of perfection. And these Rishonim Bali Machshava assume that physical traits should mirror a certain kind of perfection. And they want to know, it's kind of inner spiritual perfection. How could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal and Sota and Dafi Beis even imply that Moshe shouldn't be a Bal Mum? So how could it be that Moshe would have a speech impediment? Why exactly would that be? There are a couple other questions also. L'chora, it's a poor choice to have a poor communicator as your leader, which depends on effective communication. So even if Moshe has it for whatever reason, why would Hashem want him to be the manhig? An additional question is, well, he does seem to be a pretty clear speaker. It's called Sefer Dvarim. Moshe does seem to have situations in which he is able to speak very, very clearly to Klal Yisrael. So if he really does have some sort of a speech impediment, how come sometimes he does seem to speak very clearly? There is an additional question asked by some of the Rishonim. The Ramban relates to this. It's the Malbim also. If Moshe Rabbeinu really does have some sort of speech impediment, some understand this was Moshe's question in Parsha Shmos. Why can't Hashem just heal it? Hashem heals so much. Why would Hashem want Moshe to continue to have a bit of a speech impediment? We're going to try to give, three perspectives on Moshe's speech impediment. They're not going to all answer all of these questions, but hopefully they can combined give us some good insight to understand a little bit what's going on with Moshe Rabbeinu. One mahalach is a mahalach that's found in the Rashbam. The Rashbam understands that Moshe never meant that he has a real speech impediment. Moshe does not stutter. Moshe is able to speak very clearly. All Moshe meant was, he does not know Egyptian that well. He meant, how can I be the person that's going to come along and speak clearly to Paro, potentially even clearly to Bnei Yisrael? And the Rashbam thinks Bnei Yisrael may have even spoken Egyptian. That's a different Rashbam. When they were in Egypt, the Medrash notwithstanding. So Moshe's concern was, how am I going to be able to effectively communicate with people? I don't speak their language that well. I don't know Egyptian that well. Well, if that's true, so Moshe really is in many ways shalem, whatever that means. And how can Moshe speak clearly in Sefer Dvarim and the like? Well, he can speak clearly in Sefer Dvarim because Moshe was able to speak clearly when communicating to Bnei Yisrael at a certain point in their history. Because Moshe wasn't able to speak clearly to someone like Paro, who only spoke Egyptian. That's one mahalach. That's a mahalach of the based on the Rashbam. However, for many Rishonim, it's fairly clear that this is really a regular kind of a speech impediment. Rashi interprets Ani Aras Vasayim, it's Atum Svasayim. It sounds like, according to Rashi, the way that some interpret him, that there's a certain kind of stuttering, that Moshe used to stutter a bit. And the question becomes, so what would be the significance of choosing a figure like Moshe Rabbeinu if he really was not going to be able to be the most effective communicator? The Bechor Shor has the beginning of an idea. The Ran in his Drasha says it a bit differently, and it's incredibly powerful. It's the Ran and Drasha Ran, both in the third and fifth Drashas. The Ran has this Yesod. The Ran says, when the Torah is given over, Hashem wants to give over Torah in a way in which it would be so clear that Torah is authentic and Torah is true. The Ribbono Shalom wants to give Torah over in a way in which no one would have a shadow of a doubt that this is totally, totally true. It's one of the reasons the Kuzari speaks a little bit about the mass revelation of Maimon Har Sinai, that everyone should see it. It wasn't only to a couple people. So the Ran suggests something very, very beautiful. If Moshe was a smooth talker, if Moshe was someone who was incredibly charismatic, so says the Ran, charismatic people are awesome at convincing us that things that aren't true really are true. That's what smooth talkers and charismatic people do. The best way to describe it is if you ever had like a very inspirational talk and you try to say it over to someone afterwards and it makes no sense. So sometimes what that means is that you're not great at saying it over, but often what that means is that the idea was that the guy was like super charismatic and he swung, but like, was it actually something which was like so on a content level? Not really so much. And that's something which we didn't want it to be a charismatic figure. We wanted a Dafka to be a person who has a hard time saying things over. The Ron writes that sometimes people, and this is a poor trait, but sometimes people who are who speak in a way where it's very difficult for them to get words out. They're really not effective verbal communicators. Even when they're right sometimes, we still argue with them. It's the opposite of the charismatic person. It's a wrong, it's a bad trait, but it's something which does happen sometimes. And says the Ron, when a person like Moshe Rabbeinu gives over Torah, and Klal Yisrael's mekabel Torah, from a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, you know it's true. You know it's true. It wasn't Moshe's personal charisma. Moshe's not the most charismatic person. Moshe's not the smoothest talker in the world. It's a proof, says Drash Aran, to the authenticity of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to share, I guess, maybe two additional ideas. The Maharal in Gevurah Hashem in Perek Ches has a very well-known idea. The Maharal understands that Moshe is Shalem, Moshe is an elevated person. However, Moshe's speech defect, says the Maharal, is not because Moshe is not Shalem, it's because Moshe is Shalem. Speech, says the Maharal, is something which in many ways is physical. It connects to our world of Seichel. Obviously, a person has to have a degree of intellect to be able to speak clearly, but it is, so suggests the Maharal, something which is physical. Seeing things, hearing things, I do that passively. Passive things tend to be a little bit more spiritual and a little bit more intellectual. Things that require movement tend to be more physical. Speech requires a degree of movement. Moshe had the thought process, he undoubtedly had the Seichel, to be an incredibly clear speaker. But Moshe was just, he was too spiritual. He wasn't physical enough to be a clear speaker. To be a really clear speaker requires a certain kind of balance between spiritual and physical, and Moshe was just too spiritual to be able to communicate in any kind of effective way. If that's really true, so how come sometimes he was able, it appears he was able to speak clearly? So some Rishonim suggest that maybe, some Mefarshim suggest, maybe the Ribono Shel Olam cured Moshe Dafka in those situations, and in many ways, and we've heard this idea, and in many ways, that's even part of the Raya, that Hashem can cure Moshe's problem when he's going to have to speak publicly and the like. So we've seen more or less three ideas thus far. One, Moshe didn't have a speech impediment. Moshe was able to speak very clearly. He wasn't that great. His Egyptian was a little bit rusty because he left when he was young, and that's all that Moshe Rabbeinu meant. Mahalach number two, Moshe did not speak that clearly at all, and according to Rosh Aran, and that was on purpose, and Hashem didn't cure him because in many ways it is some sort of a powerful raya to the authenticity of who Moshe was and what it meant to give over Torah. There is a third mahalach of the Maharal, that Moshe is a person who happens to be much more spiritual, and because he's so spiritual, a physical act like speech is going to be something a little bit more challenging for Moshe Rabbeinu. I wonder if one could suggest a fourth insight. You could undoubtedly take it or leave it, but I wonder the following. Sometimes we believe that that communication is primarily verbal, that those who are able to communicate through oral means, they speak in a very clear and smooth way, that they are the great communicators. And undoubtedly, many of us, if we have to think about who the great communicators are, that's our initial thought process, who speaks really clearly. But that's not always true. And sometimes the most powerful teachers are the ones that live lives in a certain way based on higher ideals and higher values. They're people that live lives that inspire. There are people that have the lil mod ulalamed, as we quote sometimes from Rav Avraham Shor, that they're people of amidu talmidim harbe, not because they formally speak in a classroom, but because the way that they live their lives inspire other people. Moshe may not have been the clearest speaker in the world. Moshe may have been an unbelievably powerful communicator, because Moshe lived his life like an ish kadosh, and Moshe lived his life in a way where he was just so powerful and so different. Think of many Gedolei Yisrael. Many Gedolei Yisrael are not great public speakers. I think I once heard from Rav Waxman that it was even like, at times in Europe, it was a knock. If you were like a good public speaker, so it was known like, you're probably not that chash. I think he's ever double lifts, once spoke at a Shavar Brachas, could be a Baruch Be'er, if someone came over to him afterwards and said, like, even though you're a good speaker, like, it's okay. You know, like, we're still mash of you. There's something about, sometimes we think that all communication is always verbal. Sometimes what may have occurred with Moshe Rabbeinu was something else. This is a suggestion. Moshe Rabbeinu was not entirely perfect. His speech, he had a speech impediment. He stuttered. Many of us know the Medrash because maybe he took a little bit of a hot coal, put it in his mouth, and that kept him like that, even from his youth. But none of that detracts from the fact that Moshe may have been an incredible communicator, and it could be the fact that he couldn't speak as clearly forced him, that what was Moshe's primary communication? Not the way he spoke. His primary communication was the way he lived his life. When they saw the way he lived his life, they were transformed, they were inspired, and that is why in many ways we refer to him as Moshe Rabbeinu. Shkayachav, a wonderful rest of your